الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, and there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wounds that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib, a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger achieves the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du, certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the fire. We want to end the month of Ramadan with the ayah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book that we began the month of Ramadan, and that is the statement of Allah ta'ala, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. The month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed as guidance for humanity and clear proof of the guidance and the criterion. So whoever is present, then I command him to fast that month. And whoever is sick or on a journey, then make up the like number of days. Allah only wants ease for you, and He does not want any difficulty for you, but He wants you to complete the prescribed period and to glorify and magnify Allah for what He has guided you, so that perhaps you may be thankful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qal, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dukhulu fi s-silmi kaffah wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaytan innahu lakum aduhum mubeen. Allah ta'ala, He says, O you who believe, I command you to enter into Islam wholeheartedly. Means to practice all of Islam and not to leave off any of Islam. And do not follow the footsteps of the shaytan who calls you to disobedience. Indeed, he is an open enemy to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the deen easy for us, walhamdulillah. But he has prescribed for us a religion, and he wants us to complete what he has prescribed for us by entering into Islam wholeheartedly. So whenever you finish one act of worship, then continue on. As Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. So when you finish, then continue on, and to Allah you should desire. When you finish working with the dunya, then hurry to the worship of Allah, and know and wait and desire the reward from Allah Ta'ala. When you finish the salah, then listen to the khutbah. When you finish fasting the month of Ramadan, then fast 6 days of Shawwal. Whenever you finish, then continue on. Don't stop practicing Islam because the month of Ramadan is over. واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. As a man you to worship your Lord until death overtakes you, and your worship will start here in the masjid. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قال, ما كان للمشركين أن يعمروا مساجد الله شاهدين على أنفسهم بالكفر أولئك حبطت أعمالهم وفي النار هم خالدون. إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين. The only people it is not right for the disbelievers to build and maintain and populate the masjids of Allah while they bear witness against their own souls in kufr. For them their deeds are rendered null and void, and in the hereafter they will abide in the fire. The only people who are to build and maintain and populate the masjids of Allah are those who believe in Allah in the last day and establish the salah and pay the zakat and fear none but Allah. Those are the ones who are on true guidance. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من بنى مسجدا لله بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة. متفق عليه. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, whoever builds a masjid for Allah, then Allah will build for him a house in Jannah. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها وأبغض البلاد إلى الله أسواقها. أخرجه مسلم. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, the most beloved places to Allah are the masjids, and the most hated places to Allah are the marketplace. Imam al-Bukhari رحمه الله قال أمر عمر ببناء المسجد فقال أكن الناس من المطر وإياك أن تحمر أو تصفر فتفتن الناس. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he commanded the people to build the masjid, and he said, keep the people safe from the rain and beware of using the colors red and yellow so as to distract the believers. قال أنس رضي الله عنه يتباهون بها ثم لا يعمرونها إلا قليلا. Anas radiallahu anhu, he said that they compete with each other in the building of masjids, and then they don't even come to the masjids, only a few of them. قال عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما لتزخرفنها كما زخرفت اليهود والنصارى. I swear by Allah that you will beautify your masjids just as the Christians and the Jews beautified their places of worship. قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله باب التعاون في بناء المسجد. Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he said, work chapter, working together in the building of the masjid. The masjids are the place for the worship of Allah Ta'ala, and the building and the maintaining of them are the responsibility of the Muslims. And whoever does it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them with Jannah. It's not for the believers to compete with each other in building the biggest, best, most beautiful masjid. This is the way of the disbelievers from amongst the Christians and the Jews. But what is important for the believers in the masjid is to establish the worship of Allah, as Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. And the masjids are for Allah alone, so don't worship anyone along with Allah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah Ta'ala, he says, and I have not created the jinn or the mankind except to worship me. وقال الله تعالى ولقد بعثنا في كل أمة رسولا أن اعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت. And we have definitely sent to every nation a messenger proclaiming worship Allah and stay away from the false طاغوت. Allah تعالى, he says, إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء ومن يشرك بالله فقد افترى إثما عظيما. وفي آية أخرى ومن يشرك بالله فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا. Allah Ta'ala, he says, indeed whoever commits shirk by ascribing partners in worship with Allah, that he will not forgive them, but he will forgive anything else less than shirk to whoever he wills.
And whoever commits shirk by worshipping other than Allah along with Allah, then he has committed a heinous crime. And in the other ayat, whoever commits shirk in Allah, then he has gone far astray. قال الله تعالى قل أفغير الله تأمروني أعبد أيها الجاهلون ولقد أوحي إليك وإلى الذين من قبلك لئن أشركت ليحبطن عملك ولتكونن من الخاسرين بل الله فاعبد وكن من الشاكرين. Allah Ta'ala, he says, say, is it other than Allah that you are commanding me to worship, O you ignorant fools? And it has been revealed to you as it has been revealed to those who have come before you, that whoever commits shirk by ascribing partners in worship with Allah, then his deeds will be rendered null and void, and he will definitely be from amongst the losers. Rather, Allah alone worship and be from amongst the grateful. The masjids are the places to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to establish the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our purpose in life. The prophets and messengers were sent to their people, and the last prophet and messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to all of humanity, to call them to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And this is the purpose of the masjid. But how do we worship Allah? قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله إن الله سميع عليم. O you who believe, do not decide in an affair in your lives until you know the decision of Allah and His Messenger. And then fear Allah, indeed Allah is the all-hearer, the all-knower. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. It is not correct for the believing man or the believing woman, once Allah and His Messenger has decided in an affair, that they have any choice in that affair. And whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger has gone clearly astray. قال الله تعالى قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم قل أطيعوا الله ورسول فإن تولوا فإن الله لا يحب الكافرين. Say, if you love Allah, then follow me, meaning the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will love you and forgive you of your sins, and Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful. Say, I command you to obey Allah and the Messenger, but if they turn away, then indeed Allah does not love the disbelievers. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنْ تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. Oh, you believe, I command you to obey Allah, and I command you to obey the Messenger and those in authority from amongst yourselves, meaning the Muslim scholars and leaders. And if you differ in anything, then take it back to Allah and His Messenger, meaning to the Quran and the Sunnah. If you believe in Allah and the last day, that is better as a final decision. We worship Allah with obedience to Him and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah Ta'ala, He emphasizes obedience to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the emphasis to follow the Sunnah. دعوا سنة تمضي ولا تعرضوا لها بالرأي. Let the sunnah go forth and don't stop it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He command you to obey the leaders and the people of knowledge and to be close to them with your obedience. But if you differ with them, then take your differences back to Allah and His Messenger. But how do you understand what Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left with us? Except with the statement of Allah Ta'ala, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعَ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. And whoever opposes the Messenger after clear guidance has come to him and follows a path other than the path of the believers, we will turn him to what he has turned himself to and enter him into Jahannam, or what an evil abode. And Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. And the first people who have embraced Islam from amongst the Muhajirun who made Hijra with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Mecca to Al-Madinah, and the Ansar or the believers of Al-Madinah, and those who follow them bi ihsan, and those who follow them with their understanding and practice of Islam, the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah is well pleased with them and they are well pleased with him, and he has prepared for them jannat, gardens underneath which rivers flow, abiding there and forever, and that is the greatest achievement. There's no way for you to understand the Quran and the Sunnah except with the understanding of our Salaf al-Salih, the understanding of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Sahaba, and the Tabi'un, and the Tabi'in, and the Ulama of this deen who followed their way. You cannot follow the Quran and the Sunnah according to your desires. You must follow it by the way of the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. And their way is the way of the believers. And there's no way to this understanding except bil-ilm, except by seeking the knowledge. Qala Allah ta'ala, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah Ta'ala, he says, ask the people of knowledge when you don't know. Allah Ta'ala قال, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. The only people from Allah's servants who really fear him are the people of knowledge. قال الله تعالى, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Say, are those who know equal to those who do not know? Allah Ta'ala says, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah has raised in degrees those from amongst you who believe and those who have been given knowledge in degrees. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, whoever Allah wants good for, he gives him an understanding of this deen. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم خياركم في الجاهلية خياركم في الإسلام إذا فقه. متفق عليه. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, the best of you in the days of Jahiliyyah are the best of you in Islam, provided that he gets a fiqh of this deen, provided that he gets an understanding of this deen collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا يقبض العلم انتزاعا ينتزعه من العباد ولكن يقبض العلم بقبض العلماء حتى إذا لم يبق عالما اتخذ الناس رؤوسا جهالا فسئلوا فأفتوا بغير علم فضلوا وأضلوا. متفق عليه. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that Allah would not snatch away the knowledge from the people by simply snatching it away, but the knowledge will be taken away by the dying off of the people of knowledge until there's no people of knowledge left. Then the people take the ignorant as their leaders, and then they ask their leaders questions, and they answer them without any knowledge, and they go astray and lead astray. The leaders go astray themselves, and they lead the believers astray. This is collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. There's no way to the Quran and the Sunnah except seeking the knowledge. And the knowledge is acquired by being with the people of knowledge. So I advise myself and you all to hold closely to the people of knowledge, the ulama of the Kitab and the Sunnah. Hold fast to this way, as this is the only way for you to understand your deen, is by holding fast to the people of knowledge. So hold fast to the people of knowledge, because this knowledge is true leadership. And true leadership is only with the knowledge of Allah's book and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this knowledge and this leadership based on knowledge, it is the foundation or one of the foundations for the jama'ah. قال الله تعالى واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون. And hold on to the rope of Allah altogether. the rope of Allah, the deen of Allah, the Quran and the Sunnah all together as a jama'ah, and do not divide. And remember Allah's favor upon you and your enemies, and He united your heart, and thus you became brothers by His favor upon you, and you were on the brink of the pit of the fire and He saved you from it. This is how He makes His signs clear to you so that perhaps you may be guided. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال الجماعة رحمة والفرقة عذاب أخرجه أحمد وهو صحيح. For the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, and the jama'ah is a mercy and division is a punishment. وقال عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه إنما تقرهون في الجماعة خير مما تحبون في الفرقة. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, indeed what you dislike in being together united as a jama'ah, it is better for you than what you love as being divided. The only way to true unity, to being a jama'ah, is by holding on to the knowledge of Allah's book and the sunnah of His messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the only way that we will be united as a jama'ah. And then of course there are other ways from Allah's book and the sunnah of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that teaches the Muslims to be together. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Is there any reward for good except good? Meaning any good that you do in this world of obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is there any reward for that except Jannah? Then which of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? قال الله تعالى وراودته التي هو في بيتها عن نفسه وغلقت الأبواب وقالت هيت لك قال معاذ الله إنه ربي أحسن مثواي إنه لا يفلح الظالمون. And she, the one who he was in her house, she seduced him. And she closed the doors and she said, come on. He said, may Allah forbid. Indeed, he is my master, the one who took care of me. And he took good care of me. Indeed, the wrongdoers will never be successful. Yusuf alayhi salam, he said, how can I answer this call to zina when your husband is the one who took good care of me when I was young up until now? قال الله تعالى وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. Allah Ta'ala, He has said, and your Lord has commanded and decreed that you worship none but Him, and that you be good and dutiful to your parents. And if both of your parents or one of them reaches old age during your life, then don't say a word to them of disrespect, nor shout at them, but speak to them and address them in terms of honor, and lower your wing of submission and humility to them through mercy, and say, O my Lord, show mercy on them as they did bring me up when I was young. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He teaches us that we should be grateful and thankful to the people who have taken good care of us in the past, and that we owe the people who have taken care of us. But this point that many of us Muslims have overlooked have prevented us from being together and united, because though we have been looked out for, though the people have taken good care of us and benefited us in our deen and in our dunya, we have forgot where we came from. We forgot that we owe the people who looked out for us. But if we won't understand as adults, then maybe our children will understand. So let's put emphasis on raising our children on the truth. And let's take the advice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in His book on the tongue of the righteous man. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. And when Luqman said to his son, O my little beloved son, Do not commit shirk in Allah. Indeed, shirk in Allah or the worship of other than Allah along with Allah, it is the greatest wrongdoing.
وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ.
And we have enjoined upon the human being to be kind and dutiful to his parents. His mother carried him on difficulty upon difficulty, and his weaning was in 2 years. That he give thanks to me, meaning to Allah, and to your two parents, and to me is your final return.
وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبَهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا واتبع سبيل من أناب إلي ثم إلي مرجعكم فأنبئكم بما كنتم تعملون.
And if your two parents work hard with you to make you ascribe partners in with me of which you have no knowledge, then do not obey them in this, but live with them in this world in kindness and follow the path of those who repent to me and are obedient to me. Then to me is your final return, and I will inform you of what you used to do.
Ya bunayya innaha in taku, ya bunayya innaha in taku mithqala habbatin min khardalin fataku fi sakhra aw fi samawati aw fil ardi yati biha Allah inna Allah latifun khabir.
Oh, my little beloved son, if there's any wrong that you have did, if there's any wrong that you did, whether it is as small as a mustard seed, whether it's in a cave behind a rock or in the heavens or the earth, Allah will bring it forth. Indeed, Allah is the Latif, for all aware. Oh, my little boy, this means that whatever wrong you do, Allah will bring it forth on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and you will have to be held accountable for it.
Ya bunayya aqim as-salata wa'mur bil ma'ruf wanha 'anil munkar wasbir 'ala ma asabak inna dhalika min 'azm al-umur.
Oh my beloved little son, I command you to establish the salat and enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, and be patient with whatever happens to you. Indeed, this is from amongst the most strongest affairs that you have been commanded with.
وَلَا تُصَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْعَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ.
And don't turn your face in arrogance and pride against the people. And don't walk on the earth arrogantly. Indeed, Allah does not love the conceited, the arrogant.
وَقُصِدْ فِي مَشِّكَ وَاغْضُضْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ.
And be moderate in your walking and lower your voices. Indeed, the most hated voice or sound is the sound of the donkeys. This is advice in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book for our children. Let's bring our children up on Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from this advice here of staying away from the shirk and establishing the tawheed and being kind and dutiful to the parents and following the way of our salaf al-salih, establishing the salat and enjoining what is good and forbidding what is wrong and being patient with whatever afflicts them, being moderate and modest and not being arrogant and proud. This is the way, or this is the guidance for our children that we should raise our children on, because they are the future, inshaAllah ta'ala. Qala Allah ta'ala,
وَإِمَّا نُرِيَنَّكَ بَعْضَ الَّذِي نَعِدُهُمْ أَوْ نَتَوَفَّيَنَّكَ فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ وَعَلَيْنَا الْحِسَابُ.
Allah ta'ala, He says, and either we will show you some of that which we have promised them, or we will take your souls before that time. Indeed, it is only on you to deliver the message, and it's on us to hold them accountable.
قال الله تعالى فاصبر إن وعد الله حق فإما نرينك بعض الذي نعدهم أو نتوفينك فإلينا يرجعون.
I command you to be patient, because the promise of Allah is true, and we will either show you some of that which we have promised them, or we will take your souls before, and to us is the return. وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. And remember when Ibrahim and Ismail, they raised the foundation for the house of Allah, the Kaaba. And they said, our Lord, accept this from us. Indeed, you are the all-hearer, the all-knower. They said, our Lord, make us two Muslims and make our descendants Muslims submitting to you and show us how to worship. And accept our repentance. Indeed, you are the one who accepts the repentance the most merciful. O our Lord, and send from our descendants a messenger from amongst them, teaching them your ayat, reciting to them your ayat, and teaching them the book and the wisdom, and purifying them. Indeed, you are the Almighty, the All-Wise. And these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us about the future, that we may see it, and we may not see it. The responsibility that's upon us is to do the work and make the dua, and the rest is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't you see that Ibrahim and Ismail alayhim as-salam, that they established the foundation for the Kaaba, because they have imagined that the people, the Muslims, are making tawaf around the Kaaba 24/7, and it only stops to establish the five salat. Could Ibrahim and Ismail alayhim as-salam, could they have seen that Allah answered their dua by sending from amongst their descendants a messenger from amongst them, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? They did the work and they made the dua, and the rest was in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember your responsibility and make dua to Allah Ta'ala, and don't despair of the dua of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Don't you remember 5 years ago that we were standing in East Orange High School crying and begging Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala not to let us worship Him in the places of Kufr? And then the next year we were right back in the same places of Kufr worshiping Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala on the day of the Eid. Some of the people, they got discouraged because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they didn't see the answer of his dua immediately. So they stopped the work and they turned away. But now we're living the answer of the dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered for us. And we're continuing the work, inshallah ta'ala. Don't you know the statement of your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. And when my servants ask you concerning me, then tell them that I am near. I answer the dua of the one who makes dua to me. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يستجاب لأحدكم ما لم يعجل فيقول قد دعوت فلم يستجب لي أخرجه مسلم. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the dua of one of you will be answered so long as he is not hasty. He says, I made dua, but I did not see the answer. And these ayah and this hadith, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer the dua of the servant who makes dua to him. And we see from the etiquette of the dua that the dua must be continued and ongoing, and that the servant of Allah must never give up making dua to Allah, because Allah will either give him what he made dua for right away, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it with something better than he made dua for, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may remove some evil from him, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may store up for him a bigger reward in the hereafter. It's upon us to make the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then it's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to answer our dua. Continue making dua and never despair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who answers the dua, but our responsibility is to do the work. So continue doing the work in building the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't be greedy and stingy and selfish. But listen to the statement of Allah ta'ala, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ بَلْ هُوَ شَرٌّ لَهُمْ سَيُطَوَّقُونَ مَا بَخِلُوا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. And don't you ever think that the ones who are greedy and stingy and selfish with what Allah has blessed them, whether of their skills or their time or their wealth, that it is better for them to be stingy and greedy and selfish, rather it is evil and bad for them. And they will wear around their necks on Yawm al-Qiyamah that which they were stingy and greedy and selfish with. For Allah is the treasures of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is well aware of what you do. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ وَاسْمَعُوا وَأَطِيعُوا وَأَنْفِقُوا خَيْرًا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And fear Allah as best as you can, and hear and obey His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And give, it is better for you. And give, it is better for you. And whoever rids himself of greed and selfishness and being stingy, those they are the successful. إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ وَإِن تُؤْمِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا يُؤْتِكُمْ أُجُورَكُمْ وَلَا يَسْأَلْكُمْ أَمْوَالَكُمْ. The life of this world is only a sport and a play. But if you believe and you fear Allah, then you will be given your reward and He will not ask you for your wealth. إِن يَسْأَلْكُمُوهَا فَيُحْفِكُمْ تَبْخَلُوا وَيُخْرِجَ أَبْغَانَكُمْ. But if He asks you for your wealth, and He pushes you to give your wealth, and you become greedy and stingy and selfish, then He will make manifest the evil that is in your heart. هَا أَنْتُمْ هَؤُلَاءِ تُدَعَوْنَ لِتُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَبْخَلُ وَمَنْ يَبْخَلْ فَإِنَّمَا يَبْخَلُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِيُّ وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ وَإِنْ تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. Hey, are you the ones being called to give your wealth fi sabilillah? And from amongst you are those who are greedy and stingy and selfish. And whoever is greedy and stingy and selfish, then he's greedy and stingy and selfish against his own soul. And Allah is Al-Ghani. Allah is the wealthy and you are the poor. And if you turn away from giving your wealth, then Allah will bring up people other than you, and then they will not be like you. But they will believe, and they will handle their responsibilities, and they will give their wealth for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Rabbana waffiqna ila itmam al-markiz al-islami li Amerika. Our Lord, give us the success to complete the Islamic Center of America. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim. Our Lord, accept this effort from us. Indeed, you are the one who hears and the all-knower. رَبَّنَا وَاجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمِينَ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Our Lord, make us Muslims to you, and make our offspring Muslims to you, submitting to you, and show us our worship, and forgive us our sins, and accept our repentance. Indeed, you are the one to accept our repentance, and you are the most merciful. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah. Oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Ya muqallib al-qulubi, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Oh, the changer of the hearts, change our hearts to your deen. Ya musarrif al-qulubi, sarrif qulubana ila ta'atika. Oh, the changer of the hearts, change our hearts to obedience to you. Allahumma kama ahsanta khalqana fa ahsan akhlaqana. Oh Allah, as you have perfected our character, then perfect for us. Oh Allah, as you have perfected for us our creation, then perfect for us our character. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Our Lord, give us the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and save us from the fire. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والحمد لله. تقبل الله منا ومنكم. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.